Well, Margaret, bedtime.
But Mom, Dan isn't home yet.
Never mind that.
Hank and Pinky aren't even home from the movie yet, and I've still got to finish my arithmetic for tomorrow.
How much more have you?
Two problems.
All right, you go out and sit at the dining room table and finish them.
Couldn't I finish them in here?
No, all you do is fidget and talk to me.
Okay. Why did Uncle Mickey and Aunt Claudia go home so early?
Oh, they were just passing by. Now go on, Margaret, so you can get to bed.
Okay, just problems all winter long. That isn't what a girl was born for.
You'd be surprised.
Shall I get it?
No, you sit down out there and finish your arithmetic.
I wonder who it is.
I'll worry about that. And don't come back in the living room until your work's done. Oh, how do you do?
I'm lost. I say I'm lost.
Oh?
If I'd had any idea San Francisco was a place this size, I'd not have tried to come in the first place.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? Never be sorry, young woman. The thing that's done is done.
I mean, I'm sorry you're in trouble.
Yes, the thing that's done is done. No two ways about that.
Well, how did you happen to ring this door?
No two ways about it. Thing that's done is done. Like I always used to say to Ed. No use crying over spilled milk, Ed. A thing that's done is done.
Did you say you were lost?
Lost? Who's lost?
I understood you to say you were. If not, just why are you here ringing my doorbell?
I'm lost.
Yes, that's what you said.
And I repeat it, L-O-S-T, lost. Back in Bloomington, Illinois, you could stop anybody on the street.
Did you say Bloomington, Illinois?
Bloomington, Illinois, stop anybody on the street.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yes, sir, anybody. Ask them where Mrs. Jasper lives, they'd tell you. Ask where Hank McCune lives.
Are you by any chance?
Ask where the family feed and fuel store is.
Are you by any chance Jediah X. Barber?
Ask anybody work. You recognize me. You know me by name.
Yes.
I bet you even know me by reputation.
I'll bet I do.
Then you must be from around Bloomington.
No, I never was in Bloomington.
Then you must have kinfolk around Bloomington. What'd you say your name was?
I didn't say, but my name...
I thought I knew everybody and his dog around Bloomington. I sure would have said I knew everybody and his dog right down to his last litter. But I'm blamed if I can place your face.
Oh, well, that's quite natural, isn't it?
Maybe you were just visiting there. Get lots of vacationers through Bloomington in the summertime.
Look, it's just a little bit chilly here at the door.
You call this chilly?
Yes, I do.
You should have been with me in Florida last week.
Please.
You should have been with me in Bloomington last winter.
Yes, I can imagine.
You should have been with me in Alaska in 98.
Listen, Cousin Jediah, if you'll just come inside.
Well, I'm too glad to have been walking up. What was that you called me?
Cousin Jediah. I'm Hazel Barber, a second cousin.
No.
Yes, Henry Barber's daughter.
No.
Please step in and let me shut the door.
Not Henry and Fanny Barber's daughter.
Yes, that's right.
No.
Won't you put your bag down?
No, I ain't that lame-brained.
What?
For all I know, maybe you're just some painted Jezebel just luring me inside. No, well, hang on to what's mine.
Do I look like a painted Jezebel?
No, you don't. That's a fact. Still and all, I wouldn't be the first half-wit from Bloomington, Illinois that got took in by the gilded sin of the big city.
Well, you'll just have to believe me, Cousin Jediah. I really am Hazel Barber.
No.
Otherwise, how would I know you were Cousin Jediah? How would I know about Henry Barber?
How is the old codger, anyhow? Is he around the house someplace?
Oh, this isn't the family home.
Yes, sir. Where is the old codger, anyhow? Around the house someplace, I'll bet a sugar.
No, the family home's 3 blocks down and 2 blocks over.
The old codger, where is it?
This is my home.
Why, sure it is. Sure it is. Henry! Henry, you old codger, where are you?
Who's that, Mom?
It's all right, Margaret.
Come on out, Henry. Fella comes all the way from Bloomington, Illinois to see you. Oh, hello, little girl. You must be Claudia.
Mom, who's this?
This is Cousin Jediah, Margaret.
Really?
Glad to see you, Claudia. Glad to see you.
No, this is Margaret.
Exactly as I expected Claudia to look. Pretty child. But I can't say you look exactly like I expected Hazel to look.
Well, never having seen any of us, it's
little
quite...
large for 10 or 11 years old.
Cousin Jediah, this is Margaret, my daughter, Henry's granddaughter.
No.
Sure I am.
You mean little Hazel's got an offspring?
Won't you let me take your suitcase?
No. Hang on, what's mine?
May I hang up your coat and hat?
No. Keep them handy. Might want to make a quick getaway, as we said in the Spanish-American War. Might want to make a quick getaway. By the way, where's the old codger Henry? Hank, come on out.
No, Cousin Jediah, he's not here.
He's not?
He he's over at his own house.
Not very friendly of him, or to stay home when a relative comes all the way from Bloomington, Illinois to see him.
Especially by way of Miami, Florida.
That's right, Miami, Florida. Cold there last week.
Yes, you said.
Wind.
Yes.
Not as cold as it was in Bloomington last winter. You never saw such lame brain weather as we have.
Yes, you were telling
rain.
Me.
Rain?
We don't get much rain out here.
Snow?
We don't get any snow.
Everything froze solid.
Yes, we
even
were.
The thermometer.
I saw snow.
Even the furnaces.
Cousin Jediah.
Even
I...
the electric light bulbs. Froze solid. All lit up inside, but froze solid. Light never went out all winter, just froze solid and light bulbs.
I'll tell you what, Cousin Jediah, we'll walk over to the
they
family home.
There's a heap of money around Bloomington, used frozen light.
You'll enjoy meeting Father, and I think he'll get quite a reaction himself.
Who says?
Father, Henry Barber.
Lovable old codger. Where is it? Yes, sir, a joy putting my arms around the old rascal's shoulders.
Yes, this is the family home, Cousin Jediah.
So this is where the old scamp lives. Old Hank Barber blesses cantankerous old heart. Out to meet the arriving celebrity.
Oh, it's you, Hazel.
Yes, Father, I came over to bring...
Who's that with you?
Jediah X Barber?
Huh?
Father, this is Cousin Jediah.
I don't believe.
Hank, bless your old heart. Bless your cantankerous old heart.
I don't believe.
I haven't had a welcome home like this, and I don't know when. Worms the cockerels of the heart. Family reunion, hearts and homes.
Jediah X Barber. It isn't true.
Yes, sir. Warmed right down to the bottom of my feet. Greatest homecoming since Mrs. North threw her arms around Mr. North after the Battle of Bull Run.
Huh? What's he talking about?
Greatest homecoming since Mr. McAfee come home from work and found Mrs. McAfee had eloped with the garbage collector.
Come on in. At least we can keep the neighbors from seeing you.